This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Top leaders of ruling alliance discuss issues of cabinet reshuffle, US state partnership program and Prime Minister's proposed US visit. Prime Minister Shehbhadur Dewa to inform Parliament and Parliamentary Committee about his US visit only after its confirmation. US provides 2.2 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines to Nepal. And French President's coalition loses its majority in the parliament. Now the news in detail. The top leaders of the ruling coalition discussed contemporary issues yesterday. During the meeting held at Balwatar, the leaders discussed matters related to USA's State Partnership Program SPP, Prime Minister's proposed US visit, and the cabinet reshuffle. The leaders are reported to have agreed to hold an all-party meeting regarding the SPP and inform the people about it. Prime Minister Shehbhadur Dewa has said he would inform the Parliament about his visit to the United States of America once the visit is officially confirmed. Nepali Congress Chief Whip Pushpa Bhusal said Prime Minister Dewa was ready to inform the lawmakers in the House and in the Parliamentary Committee once the visit got confirmed. Earlier, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Narayan Kharka at the International Committee meeting had shared that initial talks were held for Prime Minister's US visit, but the final decision had not been taken so far. The committee had summoned Prime Minister Dewa at the meeting yesterday to discuss his US visit and the implementation of Nepal's foreign policy. However, the Prime Minister was said to be unable to attend the meeting, citing his busy schedule. Committee Chair Pavitra Nirola Kharel said the meeting decided to summon the Prime Minister and the Defence Minister again to take stock of the Prime Minister's US visit. Most of the committee's members at the meeting suggested the government of Nepal should write to the US to withdraw the State Partnership Program. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has said there is a need to have a constant interaction between art and society to lead society on the right track and preserve cultural originality. Addressing a function organized to mark the 50th anniversary of Nepal Cultural Corporation in Kathmandu yesterday, President Bhandari stressed the need for Cultural Corporation and Nepal Academy to take leadership role in the cultural front of the country. On the occasion, she also lauded the roles of artists, performers and musicians for their contribution to preserving the unique originality of the Nepali culture. Chairperson of CPN Unified Socialist Madhav Kumar Nepal has said the current five-party alliance would remain intact till the upcoming provincial and federal elections. Speaking at an interaction organized by the Socialist Press Organization in Kathmandu yesterday, Chairperson Nepal claimed that the current alliance was built against regressive forces and would last till the federal elections. Managing Director of the Development Policy and Partnerships of the World Bank, Mari Elka Pangestu, paid a courtesy call on Finance Minister Janardan Sharma at Singhadarbar yesterday. On the occasion, Minister Sharma thanked the World Bank for its monetary assistance worth $122 million for Nepal to combat the COVID-19 pandemic. In response, Managing Director Pangestu said she would do her part to help with the holistic development system of Nepal through financial assistance in the coming days. The Legislation Management Committee's report of eight various bills were presented in the National Assembly yesterday. Issuing a statement, the General Secretary at the Federal Parliament, Dr. Bharat Raj Gautam, informed that the reports related to Immigration Bill, Monitoring and Evaluation Bill, Copyrights Bill, First Amendment, Electricity Bill, Food Purity and Quality Bill, Public Service Broadcasting Bill, Archive Preservation Bill, First Amendment and Bill related to Security Press were presented at the National Assembly meeting. Organizations working for the welfare of children have advised the concerned bodies not to reduce the legal minimum age to get married. Speaking at a meeting of the Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee of the House of Representatives yesterday, The children as zone of peace national campaign suggested the committee eliminate other social problems rather than reducing the legal marriageable age. Advocate Indu Tuladhar on behalf of the Children as Zone of Peace National Campaign stressed the need for amending National Policy 2072 Bikram Samvat and formulating National Work Procedure to abolish child marriage. The United States government has provided additional 2.2 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine to Nepal. The U.S. Embassy in Kathmandu, via its Twitter handle, confirmed the arrival of the vaccines in Kathmandu yesterday. According to the embassy, this donation also celebrates 75 years of diplomatic relations between the United States and Nepal. Kathmandu Metropolitan City has unveiled its policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year. Mayor Balendra Shaha unveiled the policy and program in the 11th meeting of the Municipal Assembly yesterday with the slogan, Cultural City, Prosperous Metropolis. The policies and programs have prioritized systematizing services, preservation of archaeological heritage, and the expansion and operation of infrastructure ambulances. Similarly, the door-to-door health provisions for elderly people and carrying out a feasibility study for the construction of underground parking at Kulamanch are also the priorities of the policies and programs. Likewise, in its policy and program, the Kathmandu Metropolitan City has planned to seek a long-term solution to garbage management. The Nepal Oil Corporation has again raised the price of petroleum product. A litre of petrol would now cost 199 rupees per litre. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Less than 2 months after he was re-elected president, Emmanuel Macron has lost control of the French National Assembly following a strong performance by a left alliance and the far right. He had called on voters to deliver a solid majority, but his centrist coalition lost dozens of seats in an election that has left French politics fragmented. The prime minister he had only recently appointed, Elisabeth Borne, said the situation was unprecedented. NATO's chief has warned that the West must prepare to continue supporting Ukraine in a war lasting for years. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the cost of war were high, but the price of letting Moscow achieve its military goals was even greater. His comments came as British Prime Minister Boris Johnson also warned of the need to brace for a longer-term conflict. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places in Province No. 1, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and at one or two places in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Top leaders of the ruling alliance discuss issues of cabinet reshuffle, U.S. state partnership program, and Prime Minister's proposed U.S. visit. Prime Minister Shahbazoo Dewar to inform Parliament and Parliamentary Committee about his U.S. visit only after its confirmation. United States government provides 2.2 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines to Nepal. And French President's coalition loses its majority in Parliament. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.